Welcome to Life, Liberty, and Equip Podcast. I'm Greg Davis, founder of Neomag and a firm believer that life is worth living boldly. Liberty should be used for good, and we all have a calling to be equipped to pursue it. Every week, we explore what it means to live with intention and carry the tools and mindset that prepare us for whatever comes. We'll dive into topics around the freedoms we cherish, the gear we trust, and the skills that equip us. It's more than a podcast. It's a mission. Life, liberty, and equipped to pursue it. We're coming to you live on the Neomag YouTube and Facebook accounts. We'll be pulling your live comments right in the conversation today. If you're listening to the recorded podcast, we go live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on our YouTube and Facebook page. We'd love to have you join us in real time. And don't forget to join the Neomag Insiders Club. It's free to join. And right now, through December 1st, Insiders are getting 30% off Neomag products the whole month of November.
What?
And December 1st.
Woohoo!
Just over to neomag.com and sign up through the pop-up on our site. And while you're here, please subscribe to the channel, follow us on social, and leave us a review for the podcast. It really helps more people discover what we're doing and keeps the community growing. Introducing Nate and Tiberius, two men who prove every week that you don't need superpowers to be heroes. Just a microphone, a loosely organized plan, and the confidence of a toddler in a Batman cape. Nate brings the wisdom, Tiberius brings the chaos. Together they deliver truth, laughs, and the occasional moments of brilliance.
Hell
yeah. Usually accidental. How you guys doing today?
I bring chaos, huh?
That's what ChatGPT says.
I like that. It's the confidence of a toddler in a Batman cape.
I like that line.
I do have the confidence of a toddler in a Batman cape. That is true.
It's fantastic.
All right, let's get into it.
Life isn't just the big moments. It's the everyday joys worth protecting. Family, friends, and community. Let's talk about what makes life rich.
So, how you guys doing? You guys ready for this week?
All the food.
All the food.
I'm not ready yet. I'm not done working. So, in the last...
Oh, I'm mentally ready.
Last 2 days, 3 days, because today is the third day, we have shipped almost 550 orders. Very close. You guys are killing in a positive, very positive way, the Black Friday sale. So thank you guys very much for participating in that. We really appreciate your support. If you've made an order, if not, go make an order, add to the pile. We would be very happy to get your order out in a timely fashion, yeah. But it's been a pile of work.
We'll be coming back in Monday too. Even more insanity.
Well, some people are. I'm not.
Yeah.
I've got other
I'm
stuff
not either.
Too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just been Black Friday
that's
craziness.
A lot of orders, that's insane.
Yep. And we even got some dealer orders out in the midst of that too. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, so it's been Black Friday craziness around here. So it'll be nice to take a little bit of a break. We've got Friendsgiving tonight. We've got some friends coming over to the house. We're hosting our annual Friendsgiving at the house. So we should have a few couples over. And their kids. And we'll just have dinner and hang out. Nothing special. That's actually my favorite part of Thanksgiving. And then we'll do the other part tomorrow. So that's the other part.
The other part.
The other part will be tomorrow. And then Friday, I leave for hunting. It's my annual hunting trip out to Pennsylvania. And I'll be out there with my dad for a few days.
We lost you guys.
Whoa.
Wait. I'm back. Nope. Yeah.
I see you.
That's weird.
Yeah, I see you. You look good. You're back on the live too.
Okay. Phew. Oh, that's you. It freaked me out. I was like, what is that noise?
Turkeys.
I won't be hunting turkeys though.
No, but
anyways.
I just wanted to use those sounders.
So we'll be hunting. We'll be hunting out in Pennsylvania. If it's brown, it's going down. So hopefully we'll see something to shoot. Just like that. On Saturday morning through Wednesday. So me and my dad will be out there for 4 or 5 days. If I'm lucky, I'll just tag out on Saturday like I did last year.
Yeah, and just
hang out while dad sits in the field and freezes to death like I didn't do last year.
Yeah. So that's a way to do it.
It was perfect.
What's the weather going to be, Nate?
Yeah, check the weather.
When I checked last, it's not as cold as last year. Last year was in the teens and snowing and windy. This year, it'll still be chilly. It'll still be in the low 30s, but not quite as cold. There's a chance of rain on Sunday, but I think that's the only rain. It will be windy. It'll be chilly. It won't be warm. There's been years in the past where it's been in the high 40s, low 50s. We won't have that this year, but it's not going to be bad. It's not the worst year I've been out hunting. We'll just bundle up. We actually, Tib and I were next to, I don't remember the name of the vendor, Tib. You may remember him.
Hot Hands.
That's who it was. We were next to Hot Hands at the NBS show in January this year, right? It was January or February, whatever it was.
August to February, yeah.
The early show this year. And the guy was, we were chatting about stuff. I was like, yeah, man, I use your stuff hunting every year. And he goes, what's your address? I was like, I gave him my address and he sent me two boxes. Nice. I don't mean like, oh, two small boxes. Yeah. I mean, two cases. Vendor cases worth of Hot Hand stuff. So it should be pretty warm.
Yeah.
Plus I have my little heated hand warmer.
Yeah.
I'll bring out and that'll.
My electric gear is just
nice and warm. So
the best.
So it'll be good.
Electric socks.
Okay, yep. I have electric socks. I have electric hand warmers. I have electric vest. Yep. Plug me in. Power me up.
John says they're not working out there. John, get back to work. John, Joey,
back to work.
Get back to work. I don't care that you haven't eaten in 2 days. I have you shackled to that desk for a reason.
Build more
Neomags. Go. Don't be concerned. We definitely are not abusing our workers here.
Somebody's like moving around buckets of stuff next door or something.
Well, there was a turkey in my ears a second ago and it freaked me out. So see, that happened right when the camera cut out. That's what freaked me out. What's going on? Anyways.
How about you, Tib? What's going on?
I got the kids cleaning, like two little elves work, like slave labor pretty much. So, you know, their whole life, we worked very hard to teach them life skills and now we get to benefit from all their life skills.
That's why I have kids.
Why I have kids. Yeah. They've been dusting and cleaning and mopping and vacuuming and cleaning out the refrigerator and, yeah, a lot less cleaning I have to do. So that's fantastic.
Perfect. Cause you guys host your whole family for Thanksgiving, right?
There's a lot less people. So we do host Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter and 4th of July, but there's a lot less people who come now than used to come. So my wife lost one of her siblings. And ever since then, the family kind of does their own thing, which I get. I'm not mad at it. You know, this is the house they grew up in. And for them to come back to this house after they lost a sibling, I get it.
Sure. Maybe.
But, you know, we'll have 22, 23 people where we used to have 40, 50 people.
Jeez. See, the funny part is you say 20 or something people, and that's still...
Still too many people.
Yeah, that still brings up my anxiety and still makes me like, oh, that's too many people. That's a lot of people.
It is, but I like... So we had really big holidays when I was a kid, and everyone always came over our house. So there's something to that, especially on Christmas, getting... And I truly do love my wife's family. No one from my family will be here, unfortunately. But my wife's family's cool. They're awesome. I love all of them. So I don't mind hanging out with them, at least for a day.
That's good.
Yeah, that's great.
It is. It'll be good. And then the other thing I've been doing is... I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, is replacing the kitchen floor. I did the living room floor a couple of weeks ago because that carpet was just old. And then our dishwasher leaked a while ago and ruined our kitchen floor. So I had to replace the kitchen floor. And that was just a debacle of problems and issues. And that flooring's awful. And it took me forever. Luckily, I had my son to help me. And it was just, it's done. So. That's all that matters.
I was going to say, it's done in time for Thanksgiving. So yeah.
It looks great.
Whole family will come over and it'll look good.
Thank you. Yep. I finished the trim last night. That was the only thing I had left to do. Trim's done. And
would you rather lay down all the flooring and not trim, or not lay down the flooring and do the trim?
Flooring and no trim.
Flooring and trim, yeah.
Well, it depends on the room, obviously.
Yeah, that's not true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a bunch of things to go around.
Yeah, so the living room was super easy. We knocked out the living room in less than a day. There wasn't that many cuts. It was easy. My son laid the floor. I did the cutting on the end, and we flew through that room. And the kitchen was just the kitchen floor is just not flat, and it's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
But it's done.
Good.
Awesome.
Steven, thank you for asking about Michael. Yeah. Just an update on Michael, guys. So he's not here, not because of his back. He's actually heading home for Thanksgiving to see his family down south of us. He's actually much better this week than he was last. He's going to see a physical therapist, and he's not in as much pain. He's just moving slow, and we're trying to contain his puppy dog energy, keep him from running around like a crazy person. So hopefully next week he'll be back on. I won't be here next week. Well, maybe I will. If we shoot enough deer, we'll be back. I'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll see what next week looks like. Yeah.
We should
have it next week. You just might not be
here. I just may not be here, but I might be. I don't know if I'm back in time. Just depends on if we all get deer or not.
Yeah. You should do it from hunting.
As I'm sitting in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. With my phone. From the deer stand. Yeah. Like, shh, guys, quiet.
Shh.
You just whisper the whole time.
Yeah, I could just whisper into my phone. AirPods. That'll be fun.
I see a big buck. Shh, quiet.
Yep. But hopefully he'll be back next week and be feeling good. But he's feeling significantly better this week than he was last.
Yeah. I mean, we're still telling him, don't pick up anything more than like 5-10 pounds. Let us move things for you, because like, he's feeling good enough, and I just wanted him to be able to get home. Like he, for a while that he was in a shape, he was going to be able to go home for the holiday. It's like, you're good enough shape that you should be able to get home.
Just go enjoy time with family.
Just don't ruin it before you leave. So,
yep. So and hopefully he can get there and come back.
Yeah. For those who don't know Michael, sitting still and not going crazy is not that's easy not him. For him.
No.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by puppy dog energy. He just wants to go. He wants to go, and we get that, but
easy.
That's it.
Yeah.
But thank you for asking. Yeah. We appreciate it.
So I've had a turkey brining for probably about 30 hours now, and I will pull it out sometime, probably middle of the night. I'll have to get up and get the smoker going, get the turkey in the smoker. So I took over the turkey a couple of years ago. So, you know, the turkey... To be pretty frank, the turkey was probably the least favorite thing for most people. They figured out which button. And so I'm like, you know what? I love smoking meats. I'm going to try a turkey. And so I smoked a turkey probably 3 years ago, and it was basically gone. Like everybody just inhaled the turkey. And ever since then, people are like, you're doing the turkey, right?
I mean, smoked turkey and deep fried turkey.
Yes. Either one.
Are the best ways to do a turkey.
Yes.
I would say.
Yeah.
If you have to eat a turkey.
Yes.
I got a question. Have you guys ever had a turducken?
No, I would try one.
Yeah, I would.
100%. I would love to.
I've thought about making one.
I've heard it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
You're shoving
You can buy them pre
turduckened.
So if anyone out there doesn't know, it's, let me know if I get this wrong. It's a turkey stuffed inside. Oh, inside of the turkey is a chicken, and inside the chicken is a duck.
Or is it the...
I'm thinking the chicken's bigger than a duck, right?
It depends. I mean, they're honestly both pretty similar size birds.
I mean, the turkey's the biggest.
Yeah, so...
Well, there's a duck and a chicken inside of the turkey.
I think it's chicken inside of duck inside of turkey.
Sure.
Turducken. Yeah, I don't know.
If you go by the name, it should be turkey... Duck, chicken. Yes, that's what I said. So, yeah, I've not done that. 100% would. I just don't have the time to prepare three different birds and
shove them inside of
each other.
Maybe when I'm there in 2 weeks, I'll order one, and one of you guys can cook it. We'll have like a Neo-Mag turducken party.
Ooh.
And then, my two brothers are in town. It's very rare anymore that all three of us get to be together and our families and everything. And so this is actually be the first time that we've all been together, including my youngest brother's son. So my youngest nephew, this is the first time that we've all been together.
I was going to say, cause
he's going to be two.
I was going to say he's going to be two
pretty soon here. So,
and I think everyone's met him at this point.
Yeah. But just not all together. So this would be the first Thanksgiving, first time, not even Thanksgiving, first time that we've all been together.
Awesome.
So I am beyond excited. As soon as this podcast is over, I'm rushing over there because I haven't seen my little nephew in a long time and my nieces in a while. So very excited to just hang out with family as much as possible. and that's going to be great. And then I'm leaving. I do worship at church Sunday, and then I'm probably going to leave like right from church, going down almost 2 hours away from here, a town called Zanesville. My buddy's got his family has a bunch of property down there, going down. My first time going to like deer camp. So nice. I am beyond excited to go to deer camp. And I was told to bring pretty much all my guns, prepared to hunt anything that moves. So deer, coyote, rabbits, squirrels.
If it moves,
it dies.
If it's brown, it goes down.
It's time to go. So,
see, that could mean a lot of different things, Nate, and not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He knows.
This is not my first rodeo.
I'm aware.
Bye, Jack. Happy Bob.
Happy Thanksgiving, bud.
Happy Thanksgiving. All right. So I basically have a list of,
hold on. We got to do the thing before we get into the list.
What's the thing?
And it's not really a Liberty thing. It's just, it's more,
I won't do the thing then.
There's no, I'm not going to try to even claim that there's any Liberty application to this section. I thought we'd just have fun today and just do some Thanksgiving-ish related would you rather questions. If you're with us live, we'd love to get your answers on these as well.
Well, PP had a good one.
He did. Do you want to start with this?
Yeah. Gelatin or crushed cranberry jam?
The gelatin, hands down.
I'm actually kind of on Tibbs' camp that I'm not a big cranberry guy. But if I'm going to choose one, it would be the gelatin.
It's one of the last things I'll eat. But I love, ever since I was a kid, I love the bottom of the can. The one that's shaped like the bottom of the can.
Well, that's,
Of the gelatin. That's my favorite piece.
Well, no, he said the gelatin or, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm going with the jam. I'm going jam. If I'm going to choose one, I'd rather have the jam than the can. That's just me.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. It looks wild. But I also imagine it coming out of the can, and there's other things I can imagine coming out of things like that. Yeah. And I don't want to eat that. So,
and just the jiggliness of it, it's just kind of weird. Yeah.
I'm fine with all of it. It's delicious.
So there we go. There you go, PP. Your question made it. Good job.
Would you rather cook the entire Thanksgiving meal yourself or clean up everything by yourself afterwards?
I like to cook, so I'm going to go with cook everything. I actually clean the dishes a lot, or I think I do it a lot. You could ask Bethany. She probably could tell you for sure if I do it a lot, but I feel like that's kind of one of the things that if she's cooking dinner, which she does most of the time, I try to clean up the kitchen if I'm home after the fact. So I would rather not do that, and I'd rather clean the kitchen or cook the meal.
How about you, Tib?
I would rather cook too. When we have so many people and so much food, and nobody wants to take leftovers, but we make them. Like, you know, those little to-go boxes that have the three sections, kind of like cafeteria boxes. We bring those and we just pile food in and make people take it. Mm. But it's always like, it's just a lot of work to clean up because everyone's bringing stuff. So I'll cook.
Now, see, Penguin says, I think everyone would rather clean up.
Would rather have him clean it up. He can't.
Oh, would rather him. Now I read it. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I would rather cook. Our family has been getting smarter. Last few years, we've just been using disposable plates and silverware and stuff.
Yep.
And just shove it all in a trash can. That saves a ton of cleaning.
Now, if I cooked Thanksgiving, it would be delicious and not the Thanksgiving meal. That would be the thing. So it'd be much better.
It'd be much different.
Yeah. There'd be the only thing that would probably stay is mashed potatoes. That would be about the only thing from the Thanksgiving meal that would actually end up staying. That and maybe like sweet rolls. That would be about it.
I love Thanksgiving meal.
Corn casserole?
I do like, corn casserole's
pretty good. Green bean casserole.
That's
green
fine.
Green beans are great.
I like green bean casserole.
My stepmom's sweet potato casserole has like...
Nope.
Hers, I don't like most of them. Hers, it's basically dessert. It's got like a thick brown sugar crust on top of it and stuff. It's not the marshmallow kind. I don't like marshmallows. It's not the marshmallow kind. It's like...
I mean, I'm not saying that there isn't parts of it that I enjoy. I even went as far as wanting to have a traditional Thanksgiving meal last year, which caused family politics, the whole thing. But... that's not my favorite. Like, There's so many more foods that I would rather have than the Thanksgiving meal.
But the thing that I honestly want the most, and I'll actually almost ruin my Thanksgiving meal because of it, are deviled eggs.
Yes.
Just,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All of them. I'll just house deviled eggs.
I'll eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yep. That and the mashed potatoes.
And Amy makes their jalapeno bacon ones. Oh, so good. So good. I can't wait to get over there.
All right. Next one.
It's made me hungry. All right. Would you rather have Thanksgiving dinner with no dessert or Thanksgiving dinner with no sides?
I know Tib's answer.
No, you're going to be wrong. See, everyone knows I have a massive sweet tooth and I love dessert, and I will go to a restaurant and order dessert before my meal.
Yep.
But on Thanksgiving, I would rather have the sides over dessert because I love the Thanksgiving sides between the corn casserole and the sweet potato casserole, and I just love all of them. And then for dessert for Thanksgiving, it's always like pumpkin pie, and someone always brings lemon meringue, and like the desserts I don't love as much, where Christmas is all like chocolate. So right. I'll take the sides.
Yeah, I would agree that historically Thanksgiving desserts aren't necessarily my favorite. Now, my dad makes a peanut butter pie. Have you had my dad's peanut butter pie?
I have not had your dad's peanut butter pie.
It's basically the one that I want. I do like pumpkin pie, and there are some that are better than others. I want one piece of pumpkin pie a year, and this is the day that I want it. And I'll enjoy it, but it's definitely...
Unless I get like 10 pounds of Cool Whip on top.
Cool Whip. All right, next one. Would you rather eat only dry turkey for a week or drink nothing but canned cranberry sauce smoothies for a week?
I'm going to go with canned cranberry sauce smoothies for a week. I will eat turkey on Thanksgiving because it's the only protein that we have. But it will be like two slices just simply to have some protein on the plate. And that will be it. I am not a turkey guy at all. Like, I can't remember who I was talking to, somebody today. And I'm not disgusted by it, but of the bird meats, it is my least favorite, hands down.
Yeah, I get that.
I mean, and smoked is good. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm sure your smoked turkey is delicious when it comes to turkey.
But
deep fried is also good when it comes to turkey.
It's not a steak.
But I don't want a turkey.
It's not...
I don't want a bird.
Prime rib.
Get me cow or pig.
Or lamb.
Or lamb or fish or shellfish or...
Pretty much anything over turkey.
Basically everything over a bird.
Squirrel.
And then if you have to start listing birds, turkey's at the bottom. Yeah, that one. So anyways, turkey's pretty low on my list of meats. So I'll just have the cranberry sauce smoothies.
I think I agree, but... I can only imagine the diarrhea that you would get after a week of cranberry sauce smoothies.
That would be pretty bad. Pretty bad. Joey, my dad does not need to make an extra one for Monday. You're wrong.
How about you, Tib?
I'll go dry turkey. I just really don't like cranberry sauce all that much. And I can have like turkey sandwich, and I can cover it in gravy, and I can make it acceptable, you know?
That's the way I have to eat it. I literally cover it in gravy. That's the way.
So I was going to say, to me, I love stuffing, turkey, mashed potatoes, all this stuff, but it's all basically the vehicle to get gravy into my face.
Yeah.
I love gravy. I will drink. I want my own gravy ladle. Yeah.
Drink your gravy boat.
I want my gravy boat. I love gravy.
Yes, John. Deviled eggs. Fantastic.
Deviled eggs.
All the deviled eggs.
All right. Would you rather host a Thanksgiving with 30 people you barely know, or attend one with six people who argue nonstop?
30 people. 30. That I don't know. Easy.
I hate both of these options.
Well, that's kind of the point. Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear people argue.
Yeah, I don't either. I'll
take my chances with strangers, and hey, maybe most of them or whatever will be.
My odds are better with the 30 people that there's somebody there that will want
to
play with.
Probably just not talk to anybody. Either situation, so it really doesn't matter. Just go sit in a corner.
100%, I'm going to profile, figure out which guy I think might have the most in common with me.
Sit there and
we're going to go throw a football.
Eat my dry turkey in the corner by myself. Call it a day. If I have to choose, I guess I'll choose the 30 because agreed, I don't want to sit there and listen to six people argue nonstop, but I don't like either one.
Would you rather have to chase your turkey across the yard to catch it or pluck every feather by hand?
I'm chasing a turkey. That just sounds like a good time.
It sounds more fun.
Yeah.
I'm not plucking.
I've plucked some birds.
Stick and I'll just chase them.
Yeah. I'll start chanting.
I'd be impressed if you caught it, though. Unless it was, like, injured. I don't know how you even catch it. Those things are fast.
They are fast, and they might spur you.
Yeah, they'll spur you.
Got attacked by a rooster this week, so, you know.
Did you?
Yeah, the rooster that we have. He's a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
Attacked my daughter. I hit him with a stick.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. He'd be dinner if he attacked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I told my dad the next time he does it, I'm breaking his neck.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm eating it right now.
So.
What's next? Would you rather have your Thanksgiving meal prepared by a Michelin star chef who refuses to use gravy or by your uncle who loves gravy but uses way too much? There's no such thing. It's too much gravy.
I actually do think there is a point. I love gravy, but I do want to be able to actually taste the flavors of other things other than just the gravy. Because I like mashed potatoes, especially the like party potatoes that have other things in it. And the gravy will 100% override the delicious mashed potatoes. And I don't want gravy on my green bean casserole or my, what was the one you said, Tib? Corn casserole?
Mm, yeah.
You're like, I don't want it on that. So I'm going with Michelin star chef. There is such a thing as too much gravy.
I'm going to take the chance with the chef. I'm going to hope that he prepares the turkey in a way where he doesn't dry it out and it's actually pretty decent.
The sides would be banging.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's kind of, and he's probably got more, he probably has some prime rib and some ham and he might have some other things there. Yeah. I think I agree because I already do the gravy boat of a plate. So I'm already doing that. So yeah, I think I'm going chef. Experience a chef made Thanksgiving sounds great. Dead Boltonian wants to know where Glock.
I don't know.
Aren't they in Georgia, right?
I don't know.
They're Georgia.
I'm not sure where Glock. Where
did you mean? Like where's the company Glock? Where's
it's a very generic question. Where's
a Glock?
There's a Glock in the safe up front. I think that's the only Glock in the shop. I don't own a Glock.
Still behind you.
Tib, you have some Glocks probably on your gun wall to your right, right?
They're Glock.
Yes. Yeah, I have two.
Yeah. So there's Glocks around. I don't know.
Here Glock, there Glock.
Everywhere Glock, Glock.
Now there's another song we need to make.
Nice.
This is fun. We have new sound effects. Yeah. I like this.
All right.
Austria. Yeah. There you go.
Austria. Put another shrimp on the Bobby.
All right. That's Australia. Those are two very different places.
From Dumb and Dumber. All right. Would you rather have Thanksgiving dinner at 9 a.m. or 9 p.m.? Now, obviously, if it's 9 a.m., it's not dinner, but would you rather eat Thanksgiving at 9 a.m. or 10 p.m.?
9 a.m.
9 a.m., 100%. By 10 p.m., I'm already in bed for at least an hour.
Yeah. I'm going to be in a food coma because as much as Thanksgiving meal may not be my favorite thing, I'm going to eat and eat and eat.
But you're not going to be because you don't start eating till 10.
Well, but if I do it at 9, I'll just get to eat all day.
Yeah.
I'll be in bed by 6 p.m. It's going to be great. 10 p.m., I'll be angry.
Yes, I'll be.
I'm out.
Hangry beyond belief.
Hard pass.
I probably ruined my meal because I probably couldn't wait till 10 o'clock and I'd be picking everything.
Yeah. I would be one of those six people. A couple questions here. I'd be one of those six people arguing
nonstop. Yeah, so I'm out.
I'd be so mad.
So we're going with 9 a.m. for sure. Actually, I think one of my Thanksgiving celebrations tomorrow is at like 9 a.m. So there you go.
Would you rather give a heartfelt Thanksgiving toast in front of the whole family or try to carve the turkey on camera for a live stream?
100% I'm carving a turkey with a live stream.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Heartfelt toast.
I also don't mind that either, but
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm not good enough carving turkeys to do that.
What's going on? I don't know if you guys can hear it on the.
Can you hear the noises behind us? Well, that's good.
No,
somebody like.
There's someone rummaging behind us.
Dragging a toolbox full of tools.
Behind us.
Across the floor. All right. Would you rather have a Thanksgiving without football or without pie?
Without football. I love pie. Mm. Although I'm not a pumpkin pie guy, but my mom always makes wonderful apple pie.
I love apple pie.
Every once in a while, there's a peach pie. I like peach pie.
Love peach pie.
The only pie I really like, I don't mind apple, but chocolate pie is really the only.
Like you're talking like a chocolate silk pie, like a French silk?
Custard.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, chocolate cream pie, any of that. Yeah, okay. Any of that's fine. I would actually rather have it without pie than without football.
You guys know me. I'm not a sports ball guy. Sports ball is me.
I like football. I don't really care about the games that are on Thanksgiving.
So who cares about the Detroit Lions? They're going
to
lose.
Yeah. I like having the game on. Like, it is classic Thanksgiving just to have the sound of football in the background. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I would not trade that for pie. So I'm going pie. And I agree with you. Oh, there are some pies that I really like. I don't want lemon meringue. Don't bring that. A good thick apple pie with like. All right. So what kind of topping do you like on your apple pie?
It depends. It's either vanilla ice. Well, it's usually vanilla ice cream. I want a warm apple pie slice.
Well, it's like different crusts, right? Like, so you have like the crumble crust. You have.
I want a normal crust. I don't want the crumble crust. Like crumble crust. I won't turn down a crumble crust. Like if that's what they brought, I'll eat that. But if you're like you get to choose.
You don't want the pie crust.
I want a pie crust topping, and I don't mind if it's the like crisscross.
Yeah.
Or if it's just like a true crusty crust.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you call that.
I'm pretty sure that's a Michelin star term for that.
Yeah, crusty crust.
Crusty crust.
I don't care which one it is, but I'd rather have that than the crumble. The crumble just reminds me of a like an apple crisp. And
that's what I want.
They're fine.
Yeah, I like the sweet apple crisp.
Which is fine. I get why people
there's
like that.
There's more flavor to the crumble. Now, again, I'm not turning it down either, just to be completely clear.
Oh, pecan pie is another one.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I love pecan pie. Mm.
I also know why people don't like it, but I'm a big fan.
So delicious.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
I like to go back and get rid of football and keep pie now because I want pecan pie.
No, I don't know about you guys. Probably my favorite pie is strawberry rhubarb, though.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm good.
It's a little like tartness with the rhubarb. Oh, it's so good.
I'm good.
No matter what, it's with ice cream. That's a given.
And caramel sauce.
Yeah. Is it caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Which one is it, Nate?
It's caramel.
You should not judge anything by the way I say it.
I didn't judge anything. I'm simply stating what it actually is.
See, Pangolin says strawberry rhubarb is the goat.
That's fine.
That's why it's my
favorite. I'm actually not going to argue. I'm not a big fan, but I know a lot of people that like strawberry rhubarb pie.
I've also had like apple rhubarb, and that's good too. Just adds a little like tartness.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's not my thing, but I can get it why people
like
it.
That's why we have like 10 different pies.
That's right. Can we talk about why is Glock in our comments?
I don't know.
About Thanksgiving.
Somebody's really
Deadbolt. What's the deal with Glock?
Deadbolt's really excited.
Why are you excited about Glock? It's like the most boring of the striker fired pistols. Go choose a better one. Moving on.
Would you rather eat? This is the last question. Would you rather eat a full Thanksgiving plate while wearing jeans that are way too tight? Or wear sweatpants, but sit at the kids' table.
I'm wearing sweatpants at the kids' table.
Yeah, we all knew your answer.
Heck yeah. Sweatpants at the kids' table.
I think all three of us are going to have the same answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me the sweatpants and the kids.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah, it's not even.
Honestly, I fit much better at the kids' table than I do the adult table anyways. My maturity level is much lower than the children's.
I don't really care because I don't say a word.
No, I'm eating.
I am focused on eating.
They're farting I'm eating.
Do not talk to me.
Honestly, I'll fart and they'll giggle. It'll be great.
Yeah.
I'm eating. Leave me alone.
Making room.
Yeah, exactly. I'm making room for more. It's fine. So let's go.
All right. Well, we do have an equipped. If you want to, Nate, I'm going to go grab them.
Okay.
If you want to hit that sounder and kind of give an intro.
Yep. Got it.
The right tools, the right skills, at the right time. This is where we get equipped to live boldly and be ready for what comes next.
these headphones hurt my ears, Nate.
I know they do. I know they do.
Like big ears.
But you're cute, so that's okay.
That's what my wife says.
Well, folks, for our equipped section, we have our final drop for Black Multicam November.
Yeah. This is one that we've been actually working on for a while. We've had some prototypes for a while.
Yep.
Testing this out for a while.
Yep.
Did you tell them what is it?
No, I haven't said it.
So if you are live, you'll be able to see. And I'm actually going to come up to the camera so Nate can kind of give some information here.
This is a Cordura adhered black multicam beltless. So what we did is we essentially glued onto the curve material of the, you can't see it. It's very dark. Back it up a little bit. There you go. There you go. Now you can see the pattern. So we took a black multicam Cordura and back it up towards your leg a little bit, bud. It's out of focus. There you go. And we glued it to the curve and then laser cut it out from there. So what that actually does is it kind of laminates it to the surface of the curve. So it kind of seals the edge and allows it to adhere on. And then we just build our beltless from there like we normally do. So we're going to offer this in our normal beltless with the 1.5-inch receiver. And then we will also offer the beltless sans receiver. Grab that. Right there. See? Oh, well done, Vanna White. So, beltless sans receiver. So we've been, like Greg said, we've had this kind of tested for a while. We've been trying to play with it, seeing how good the glue stands up over time. Everything actually works really well. Looks super cool. Gives a little bit of a softer face to the beltless. The only caveat is if you are using the beltless without a receiver, you need to make sure that you clear the curve and the Cordura when you're releasing your clips so you don't catch that edge. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I've been wearing it off and on for a while. I wore it during the summer to just make sure heat-wise it's okay, put it in my car.
Let it sit there in the sun.
Heat-wise is okay. I actually think it kind of helps it cure a little bit more to it.
Looks good.
So, really my only concern was, is it going to stay on if you peel off? And so with the new beltless receiver that we came out with this year, the V2, you can use it with your stock holster clips. You don't have to use it with alias if you don't want, because it's 1.5 inches across the body of it. So with that said, if you have like really the only clips I see happening with is like DCC clips, because they have a fish hook on the bottom of them, is if you, frankly, if you scrape it on the face of it,
it's going to be fine.
It should be fine. But if it catches the edge of it repeatedly, if you're lazy with taking them off, you don't clear it. Like Nate said, if you don't clear it and pull it off, then it might kind of catch it. But I've sat there in my office, just kind of picked at it for a while too, and tried it with the holster clips and stuff. And it's very, very durable. I feel good about it. That's one of the reasons why we held off doing it for so long. Cause I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't something that was just going to come off instantly. But that said, they look really cool, and I'm excited to see how people like it if they buy them, because I think it's something that we could offer a lot of other patterns for.
Yep. So these drop on Friday, midday sometime. So keep a lookout on the website. They will drop on the custom shop as well as on the modular receivers page on the alias page. So go check them out.
And while these are not going to be discounted or discount applicable, you can still get to the pads and the bat strap at a discount. So remember, insiders, you're getting 30% off through Monday on all Neomag products. If you're not an insider, you're still getting 20% off. Still pretty dang good. So you can go get yourself one of these cool black multicam beltless and then grab yourself a bat strap and stuff at discount and be set up to carry. You know, I've actually used the beltless quite a bit sans belt with my jeans and stuff. I actually just think it's a really comfortable way to carry.
Yep.
One of the nice things is if you're going to the bathroom, just gonna talk about this. We all do it. It's not weird at all, right?
So we
all go to the bathroom. And when you go to drop trowel, you don't have to figure out what to do with your gun. You know, like if you're in a if you're out in public, especially if you're at home, who cares? But if you're out in public and you're in a stall or whatever, and you got to figure out what to do with the gun, do you take it off and sit it somewhere? Do you hold on to it? Do you tuck it inside your pants? You don't have to figure out any of that out because it can stay on you with the bat strap. And that's one of my favorite things about it. So I've been carrying a lot with it. You can tuck in. You just tuck over the whole thing. You don't have to worry about holster clips and trying to tuck in behind holster clips. It makes it really easy to be dressed up. I've done that before too. I've been dressed up and used this and tucked over top of the whole thing. So it is a really, really nice piece of kit. And we made it even cooler with the Black Multi Cam.
So there you go. Check it out on Friday.
Yeah. All right. Moving to the last segment.
Faith anchors us. Fuel drives us. Let's open God's word and find the wisdom we need to live it out every day.
So I asked the guys here to, I thought this week, if we each brought our own verse to share something that probably kind of relates to Thanksgiving, if it kind of related to Thanksgiving, just something that stuck out to you lately, something stuck out to you today that you wanted to share with everybody and share with us. So, we're going to start at the bottom here. Nate, you want to share what you got?
So we've actually read this on the podcast before. If you guys remember, I kind of chuckled about it because it does make me think of a child song, old Sunday school song. But it is Philippians 4:4-7, which is, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So, yes, it does actually say Thanksgiving in there. It's not really what that's about, but it's coming back to a sense of joy, which is not a sense of happiness, per se, but just a sense of joyfulness and taking the Lord's, acknowledging that the Lord is there, acknowledging that the Lord is taking care of everything for you and being thankful for that, that he is looking out for your well-being. You don't have to be anxious about what's coming. Not to say you don't have to think about it, because he doesn't say don't plan for the future. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would say that he probably would advise otherwise. In fact, there's scripture that says for you to plan for the future and make plans, and he blesses those that puts effort into planning for the future. But don't be anxious about it, because he has you in his hand, and be joyful about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I almost use that verse, and I actually almost use another verse that I think kind of relates to what you're saying. It's in Matthew 6, and the whole section is actually about being anxious. You know, do not be anxious. And one of the more comforting things that I think in this section, if anybody want to turn to it, Matthew 6, starting in verse 25. I'm not necessarily going to read through the whole thing, but just kind of summarize. So this is Jesus talking. This is us as red letters here. He talks about verse 28. It says, "And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not portrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" He talks about, you know, the lilies of the fields, talks about birds being fed, you know, staying fed and stuff like that. Right. So just, if God's going to take care of, God made those things, you know, we believe.
Yeah.
If he makes it, he will sustain it. And we can rest in the fact that if God is going to take care of the birds and the lilies, why wouldn't he take care of us who he loves even more?
Yep.
That's good. So mine, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16. Sorry, hold on, I skipped a verse there. Let me pull it up on my... I must not have tapped the middle verse here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting in verse 16. says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil." That was actually 3:22 that I read. But just, you know, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Like if we were to make a checklist of things that we should be doing every day, it's those things. And I think this time of year, this Thanksgiving Day is, I think, just kind of puts a little bit more emphasis on that, of just taking time to be thankful for what we have. I know a lot of us, there's a lot of people are having a tough season.
Yep.
Right now, very tough season. And yet there is still reason to rejoice. And we do that prayerfully, and we do that with thanksgiving in all circumstances. Because this is why he gave us Jesus. So for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And do not quench the spirit. This is one of those things that just, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. God gives us not a spirit of fear, right? So, don't quench the spirit of thanksgiving I was thinking of verse, because I have some friends that are going through a very tough time in their life right now, and I don't want us to lose heart and focus and dwell on those things, because God will take care of us. Mm. Yeah. How about you, Tib?
So as I sit here, I'm trying to listen and pay attention to what you guys are saying. And I'm in two group text messages, one with my family and one with my neighbors. And every like 3 seconds, I keep on getting ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, stop, I can't focus. Anyway, I chose Colossians 3:17. And if I remember correctly, Paul wrote this. They think he wrote this from prison, mm-hmm. which I think is, you know, a little special for him to say, and be thankful, whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God, the Father, through him. Excuse me. So, you know, be thankful. Start with gratitude. Remain with gratitude. Always be thankful in all situations. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, it's not just when you're at church or a religious action or a religious holiday. At all times, be thankful. Do everything. Everything you do, do it in the name of Lord Jesus. So you remember that, like, I don't know if you guys had this when you were kids, like, would you have done that or said that if your grandma was with you?
Yeah.
You know, kind of the same thing with Jesus. Would you have reacted that way if Jesus was standing right next to you? And he is, just because we can't see him, obviously. But would I get mad and little temper road rage if Jesus was sitting in the passenger seat? Probably not. And then the last part of that is give thanks to God, the Father, through him. So obviously God gives us the purpose, the ability, the life, everything, and he deserves our glory and our appreciation. So that's why I chose that one.
It's a good one.
Yep. Well said. Good stuff. Well, we're getting ready to take off, sign off here, and go spend the next 4 to 7 days with family and enjoy time together. I just want to tell all of you, I'm so thankful for you, and especially for our friends who hop in here week after week. It means a lot. The point of this podcast, and I kind of have to remind myself every now and then, because I tend to get wrapped up in numbers and stats and stuff like that. But the point of doing this, of us doing this podcast, is to create community, is to encourage you and heck for you guys to encourage us. Just like that's a point of having community. And so I'm so thankful for everything that we get to do, the products we get to make, we get to ship, the people that we get to meet and get to know and get to share this stuff with. So thank you guys for listening, for watching and for supporting us. It means a lot. So, yeah.
Happy ready? Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hold on.
Shoot the turkey.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to Life, Liberty, and Equipped. If today's conversation challenged you, encouraged you, or helped you get more equipped to pursue your mission, share with a friend, drop a comment, and leave us a review.
Don't forget, we go live on the NeoMag YouTube and Facebook page every Wednesday. So be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so you can be part of the next live show.
And if you're not already part of the NeoMag Insiders Club, now is the time. Get early access to NeoMag gear, exclusive content, and front row seat to everything we're building. Go to theneomag.com.
Until next time, live boldly, stand for liberty, and stay equipped. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, wait. Hold up. This is what I want to do. Oh, come on. There we go. That's how I wanted to end it. Bye, everybody.
Bye.